unemployment benefits. The Senate meets at noon with a vote expected there sometime today. And England's Prince Charles has tested positive for COVID-19. We're told he has mild symptoms and is working from home. Worldwide, confirmed cases are up to more than 425,000. America's listening to Fox News.
On TV, this virus is skeevy. All of the kids bored out of their heads. Put this booze in the blender. Had it since December. Now I'll keep drinking till I hit the bed. Wasting away again in Quarantinaville. Feel like I'm just locked in a vault.
Vault, vault, vault.
Some people claim that Obama's to blame, but I know not his own damn fault.
Was a shortage of surgical masks. 703.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
A couple of showers on radar are falling apart as we expected they would. They're up in Coosa, Tallapoosa, Lee County, and that will be a non-factor today as a weak front drifts south. A sun and cloud mix today. Another really nice day. I think we're around 83, 84. We had 86 yesterday. Tonight's a little cooler. Instead of the 60s, we're in the mid-50s, I think, for a low. Tomorrow, 87 is the record. I think we break the record. I think we go up to about 88. Friday, I think we're going to flirt with 90, which this early, I mean, in late March is crazy early. The average date of the first 90-degree temperature is June 12th. The record is 89 on Friday. Saturday's record of 87 is in trouble. Chance of showers by Saturday evening, Saturday night. Maybe a thunderstorm as well. We're back to the 70s on Sunday. And maybe some more rain by Tuesday. Right now, this morning, we have, I've got a new temperature. Just came in here at the airport. Let's not give you old information. Let's give you the latest stuff. Yeah, so we're still at 70 degrees now and partly cloudy skies at 7:05.
Thanks, Rich. Something I wanted to make you aware of because businesses are adapting as best they can. I just read a story, thanks to listener Mike in the New York Post, about doctors treating people with vitamin C who have the virus, you know, to help them get well.
Yeah.
And this is something that infusion does all the time to boost immune systems.
They did it for, they gave us some extra vitamin C when we were there last time.
Last Saturday. I had a very, very good week other than these allergies.
What do they call it? The immune boost.
The immune, IV. Yes. Now, infusion is going to pause business at noon on Friday. I urge you to get something done that will help protect you. Because they do a vitamin C immune-boosting IV. So call them at 296-1662. If you'd like to learn more about all the IV options, the other ways they can help improve your life, everything from take weight off your belly to, dealing with pain and so forth, look them up at infusioncryoandlaser.com. I think these are incredibly good steps that we can take to protect ourselves and feel better and have more energy because I'll tell you what, one thing I have not had a problem with, whether it's the little nap after this show or the one, you know, going to sleep at night.
Energy.
I've had it, but man, when the end of the day comes, this situation's wearing all of us out.
Of course, mentally.
And we've got the media bleeding BS, you know, from the beginning of the day to the end. They don't want this to end. They don't want this to go away. They don't want anybody to be hopeful. And sorry, that's my opinion. But if you are interested, they open in about an hour and a half. 296-1662 or infusioncryolaser.com, and you can book yourself for an IV before Friday at 12 noon. And again, they expect this to be a brief pause. But, you know, all businesses, it's like yesterday was takeout Tuesday.
I didn't know about it until too late.
Me too. I had heard nothing about it. I think it's a great idea. I think every day should be takeout day.
Yes.
If you can. Again, for those who got laid off and stuff, we're glad the stimulus was passed so money will be coming to your bank account. Mm-hmm. That's been the biggest frustration the last few days, is they got to add all this other political crap in there instead of just doing a straight aid package. Could have been done Saturday or Sunday if they wanted to do it that way. But for those of us who are still working, and we're all being careful, I get it. But if you can order takeout from any of our great local restaurants.
Yes.
And folks that have been with us for a long time. What's that chili place? I know Donnie Turner loves that from MPB. And I'm glad you brought it to my attention, because I had never...
Chili El Paso. El Paso Chili Company.
Yeah. There's one.
They're off the Northeastern Bypass. You know what? Donnie raves about him.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, he's exactly right.
Donnie Turner's words, good enough for me. El Paso Chili Company, Northeastern Bypass at 539 Eastern Boulevard. Baumhauer's, of course. I mean, they've been a part of what we do here in this company for 14 years. And I don't like hearing that Bob is, worried about having to shut down completely for any length of time. This is how we keep our businesses going. Go out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses and enjoy the beauty. By the way, that's a cash or check business only. They're not set up for credit cards. I do need to mention that. And I did find my friend Valerie's note. I'm always there, better late than never, right? But she said she got geraniums there. Three times the size of one of the local box stores that sells plants, and $2 cheaper. Do mention that you heard about them here. Yeah, four amazing drains, two asparagus ferns, two ferns for the sun. And they have plants that do well in the sun and some that require a different... But they have the expertise to tell you exactly how to get your money's worth out of whatever you buy there at Greenhouse. At Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. And Clay, he's a great guy. You know what? Here's a guy. He knows what's going on. He says, I want to be on the radio now. And he's got the perfect place to get away from this crisis. About 25 minutes east of Vaughn and Taylor on Vaughn as it becomes Highway 110. We are pushing the magic number of 710. So Jay is getting ready for Random Facts. Do I have a convoluted intro?
Indro. Yeah.
You ever had an Indro toenail?
wouldn't put Satan through it. 7:10.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says she has no plans to issue a statewide shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. However, the Birmingham City Council has approved a shelter-in-place directive through April 3rd. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama has now topped 200. Autauga County reported its first case Tuesday. In our area, there are also confirmed cases in Montgomery and Elmore counties. State health leaders say they're working to increase testing sites across the state. And Montgomery fire authorities have arrested a man on arson charges. Authorities say Robert Misseldine tried to burn down a relative's home in the 5100 block of Misseldine Circle. He's in the Montgomery County Jail on $15,000 bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Good morning, old friends.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Wake up, fairy princesses, wake up.
Guess what day it is?
Get up before I get you up.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! This is Wednesday. She calls it over the hump day.
Wednesday?
Hump day.
We ain't one at a time in here. They broadcast me out on the radio. We're mass communicating.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it!
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Well Done. Begin our journey through today's edition of
Random
Journey.
It was a journey song.
Yeah.
That's what I did just now. Did you figure that out?
Oh, yeah.
Journey.
I figured it out.
I have another one coming up after part two that's even.
Oh, don't stop.
More. Yes, sir.
Did you know, for some reason, excuse me, scientists trained 17 rats to drive tiny cars.
What?
Each rat stood on the aluminum floor of the car and gripped copper bars with their paws to complete a circuit to prepare to propel the car.
Why?
By touching left, center, or right on the bar, rats would be able to steer to pick up rewards of Fruit Loop morsels in the arena.
Okay.
Over time, they stopped picking up the rewards and just enjoyed driving around.
Wow.
I know, right? Look, rats are smart. They really are.
Then why do they all live in New York?
Well, the big ones
big,
do.
Big cities.
The smart ones are leaving.
Did you know about an American town called Rio Rico?
I'm the Rio Rico.
Rio Rico was an American town that was basically forgotten in Mexico and is the last piece of land ever ceded to a foreign power by the United States. Its residents were also granted U.S. citizenship for having been born in the United States, even though it was a town that's
Mexico. It's on the border, I guess?
Yeah. Well, it once existed. Let's see. Where's this at? Come on. South of the Rio Grande.
Uh-huh.
It's on the Texas-Mexico border, just 50 miles from the Gulf of Mexico.
Huh. I'll be darned, did not know that.
Yeah. In 1906, an American irrigation company, afraid that flooding might cut off access to one of its pumping plants, dug a new channel for the Rio Grande, cutting off a switchback in the river's course. This moved 413 acres of American territory south of the river and set off a series of border disputes that lasted almost 80 years.
I'll be darned.
Rio Rico.
There's a town, isn't there, that Canada is on one on a street. Canada is like past this point, and United States is just, it's one town.
Yeah,
but it's in
the line countries. Like goes through somebody's house or something. You know.
Yeah.
Did you know? Evidence showed that during the 7.5 months preceding Elvis's death, think about this, 7.5 months before his death, from January 1st of 77 to August 16th of 77, his doctor, Nicopoulos, whatever it is, wrote prescriptions for Elvis for at least 8,800 pills, tablets, vials, and injectables.
Talk about Dr. Feelgood. Yeah.
7.5 months. If you go back further to January of 75, the count goes up to 19,000.
It reminds me of Michael Jackson had a doctor like that. John F. Kennedy had a doctor like that.
Yeah. Dr. Feelgood in the Kennedy administration did it out of patriotism.
Yeah.
Because he escaped the Nazis, and he was grateful to be in America. But some of that was rather misguided, obviously. I mean, he was doing... JFK was getting crystal meth.
Yeah, he was amphetamines and...
Did you know of a man by the name of Wilson Greatbatch? He invented the implantable pacemaker. However, he didn't mean to do that, actually. He was attempting to build a device that would record heart rhythms, but after he misassembled the contraption, he noticed that it was giving off a heartbeat-like pulse. And the pacemaker went on to save millions of lives.
So many great inventions were
accidental.
The diaper, for example.
X-rays.
X-rays.
Oh, accidental. Gotcha.
Oh, accidental.
No, but you are correct on the X-rays and other things. Weren't the first words over the phone, Watson, come out quick, I need you, or something like that? Because he had spilled the acid, but that's what created the connection?
Yeah.
I think. I'm trying to remember the movie.
Yeah, he did spill acid on him, and he did call out.
How many are we up to?
How many we have left? Is that what you're asking? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 left.
Do two.
Okay. Did you know there is a genus of velvet spiders? They are velvet spiders. Guess where they live? Underground.
In Velveeta cheese.
No, they live underground. The name of this genus of velvet spiders is called Lurida, after Lou Reed from the Velvet Underground. Because these spiders...
You see what they did there?
These velvet spiders live underground.
Wow.
So they're called Lurida.
That was a good one for those of you who listen to The Vault.
I'll be using that tomorrow morning on the vault. Trust me.
It wouldn't be bad on the possum either. No. They don't play any of the reed on the possum.
No, they're all nose pickers all the time on that.
Now, jams. We get some of that Walk on the Wild side there. Did you know? Oh, you know what? I was going to look this up, and I totally forgot. 22.38. Hang on just a second. And kilometers to miles. I have to figure this. So I can give you freedom units. That is 13,910. There we go. The longest walkable distance in the world is 13,910 miles.
What do you mean? That's the most anyone's ever walked?
No, it's the longest walkable distance.
Oh, I see, without an ocean.
Right.
Or okay.
That's what it is. 13,910 miles. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the movie Top Gun. We're also going to talk about a substitute for eggs when cooking and baking that you probably never thought of and probably will never use. We'll talk about Jupiter and Saturn, but not... No, I was waiting for one of you guys to jump in, but all right.
Not Uranus.
Exactly.
Uranus. I mean, what do you think you are, shallow?
9 years old
in fourth grade?
We'll talk about the Philippines as well, and destroyer crews from World War II.
Okay.
Something they really enjoyed doing, and why they enjoyed doing it. We'll tell you about all that coming up on Random Facts.
Well.
Give me that look.
We are at 7:23, open for business, and I've kind of coined a term in COVID compliant in that the businesses that are remaining open are following the protocols that have been recommended to be sanitized so you can visit, shop, whatever it is you need without worry. Lewis Lawn being one of them. And COVID or not, your grass is going to be growing like crazy if it isn't already. If you need a new mower, edger, trimmer, whatever it is, I might recommend you take a look at the Ego product line. That's E-Go. Which is chargeable. And the mowers, edgers, trimmers, they're amazing. They're lightweight. When you're not using them, you plug them in till they recharge. And when you're ready, you just take it off the rack, hit the on button, and you're ready to go. So easy to operate. Of course, they carry everything from tractor-sized mowers to zero-tone Echos and X-Marks. If you have equipment in your garage that's not running, like a chainsaw, your own mower, whatever, call them at 244-9191 and get it in and get it serviced. They had brought back, I remember a buddy of mine, before he moved to the beach, gave me the two chainsaws. He wasn't going to need them down there. He says, there's only one problem. They don't work. He says, they're not missing anything.
There you go.
I just can't start them. I took them to Lewis Lawn. Less than 30 minutes later, I had both of them back.
Is that right?
Both of them worked.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's what I mean. They got a full service department to back anything you buy there. And again, we'd like to see everybody, including another great business with us for more than 10 years, keep going during this time. So Lewis Lawn, you'll find them on Facebook and visit them at 1135 Northeastern Bypass right next to Walter Craig. Open Monday through Friday. They're open now, 7 a.m. to 5. And their number is 244-9191 if you have questions. Traffic at 725.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. To be honest with you, right now in the traffic dungeon, there's just a lot of nothing going on. We have just a tiny bit of congestion on the East Boulevard this morning around Carmichael and I-85. Other than that, everybody's rolling along at the speed limit. No accidents to tell you about that we know of. Hey, grab a honey bun and kick back. Unless, of course, you're driving, keep your hands on the wheel. We will keep you updated as the morning rolls on. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to trinumstate.edu and enroll now. Trinum State, your new career and a brighter future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto.
Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be comforted with these words from the Bible found in Philippians chapter 4. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Because then God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will guard your hearts and minds because you belong to Jesus Christ. Friends, even for those of us who struggle with math, this verse clearly states that prayer equals peace. Our Heavenly Father wants to give us incredible peace, and we need to ask for it. Then our lives will be full of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy. Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in prayer for our city and our country. Join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 25th, Tolkien Reading Day. It's a day to read the works of J.R.R. Tolkien. That's why I've got this copy of The Lord of the Rings. Oh, that's a big book with really small type and lots of big words. I've got a better idea. Today is watch the DVD of The Lord of the Rings Instead Day.
And now, stop toking that doobie and get ready for part two of Van Randall.
Oh my gosh, she's on fire today. What a journey.
Did you know, in the movie Top Gun, 1986, it contained no footage of the actors actually in the air? Because while shooting, they were all vomiting.
Is that right?
Ew.
Anytime they were in the plane, they were throwing up. So they couldn't do them actually flying in the air like that.
That was the plane they called the Vomit Comet.
No.
No,
that's the one
you're thinking of, Apollo 13.
The one you're talking about is the one where you briefly become weightless.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one they filmed the weightless scenes for Apollo 13 and a couple of other films.
Right.
Top Gun was just them in fighter planes and...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, they couldn't do it. Kept throwing up. Did you know, this is interesting, as a substitute for eggs in cooking and baking?
Yes.
You can use blood.
Shut up.
Guess what you're having tomorrow morning.
Over easy, I hope. Don't scramble it.
Hey guys, Bloody Marys for breakfast.
Oh my God.
The proteins in blood make it set when cooked, kind of like egg whites.
Oh.
Okay.
So
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Some stuff.
There's another egg white.
Moving on.
This would be a good time to move it on.
Did you know that Jupiter?
Jupiter? What's wrong with the planets we got?
Jupiter is no longer considered to be the planet with the most moons.
Oh.
Jupiter has 79 moons. Mm-hmm. However, there was a recent find back in 2007, I think. So I guess maybe not that recent. They found 20 additional moons that were connected to Saturn, which surpassed Jupiter. So Saturn now has 82 moons, and Jupiter has 79.
And technically, Earth has two known moons now.
Yes.
That could change, though, in days ahead as science advances.
And yeah, that's right.
So if you're a Jupiter fan and you're disappointed, be patient. It could change.
Wasn't there a car called a Jupiter?
Wait, which one?
There's a Saturn.
Which one did they find just 21 new ones?
That was Saturn.
Okay, that was Joe's first car from Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars.
Saturn?
Yeah, just reminding folks.
Does Did they have a Uranus?
There was no, I don't think they've made.
The Uranus yet?
Did you know? Can we go back to the blood eggs? Did you know? President of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos, and his wife, Imelda.
Yeah.
The shoe.
The shoe nut.
They hold the Guinness World Record for greatest robbery of a government.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. They were awful. They raped people.
They stole hundreds of millions of dollars, causing the total national loss from between $5 and $10 billion.
Well, sure. Shoes are expensive.
They are the only couple that were truly worse than the Clintons. When it came to, you know, laundering money through various things.
And finally, did you know that in World War II, destroyer crews loved to rescue downed pilots? The reward for returning them to their carrier was 10 gallons of ice cream.
Ah.
And so they were all about making that happen.
Yeah, you know, it's like there's a thing here about a war veteran, and I've seen this going around in meme form. Your grandparents were called to war. You're called to sit on the couch. And a 95-year-old World War II veteran named Henry Fenn wants you to take it seriously because even though he survived landing on the beaches of Normandy, he is counting on you to keep him safe from COVID. Let me play this clip real quick.
My name is Harry Fenn, and I'm 95 years old. In 1944, I served my country and did my duty. Now it's your duty to sit on the couch. Please save lives. It's as simple as that.
I love that. It's so simple. It's so... I love that.
But that is a fact.
I love that.
On the other hand, I'm hoping that in a pattern of progression, having some date out there, as the president mentioned, Easter, for at least parts of the country to get up and running, those that are best prepared, those that have had the least amount of this, where the curve is already flattened, as they keep saying, that we'll be able to do that. Montgomery Paint and Body open for business.
Yes, they are.
And I saw Rich's car before and after. You may as well tell everybody it's brand new.
What a great job. You know, we always say, as good as new, maybe better.
Better.
It is better.
It is.
I swear.
It really is. They do such amazing work, and that's because they're so thorough. And, again, to give you an idea of just how thorough they are, because Donnie directed me to Jack Ingram when my hybrid got rear-ended, and he noticed the mileage and stuff. Yeah. He says, you know, from a value standpoint, this is an optimum time to trade in. In your case, as they were making your car look better, they came up with something on the transmission that needed to be fixed that was covered by warranty.
In putting my car back together, they put the computer on the car, and they get readings back, and they said, oh, his transmission, there's something wrong with that. Then they picked up the phone, and they called Jack Ingram, talked to their main guy there, and set up my appointment.
I mean, they would do that for anybody.
Not just us.
Because they are that thorough at Montgomery Paint and Body, and that's why they enjoy the reputation they do. So whether it's minor cosmetic work or your car looks like you could play the beer barrel polka if you were big enough to squeeze it, go see MPB. Their number's 27 Rec with a W on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Not that long ago, we were talking about Jupiter and Saturn. Saturn now is the planet in our solar system with the most moons, sitting at 82. Jupiter has how many moons, did we say?
Ooh, that was not many moons ago that we talked about that.
Thank you, Nougat Tarka. 272-9228. I think that was a layup from Jay. 272-9228. Call us now at 735. We'll get a winner after we trek traffic.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with another traffic update, or what we like to call these days in the traffic dungeon, a way to let you know we're still awake and coherent. There's just not really a lot happening. We have light to moderate traffic all over the city. We're seeing a little light congestion on the Wetumpka Highway into Congressman Dickinson. That's really about it right now. Please buckle up and drive carefully and know that we are awake and we will be here if anything actually does happen in traffic this morning to let you know about it. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, and Dollar Tree. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. Stay awake out there. Buckle up and drive carefully. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Our first caller in on the pop quiz is Ed G. Shall I refer to him as Ed G?
Hey, Ed.
Hey, man.
Good morning.
How many planets does Jupiter have?
How many moons does Jupiter have?
I think you said 20.
Oh, no. 20
was how many that they found.
They just found recently
for Saturn.
And
knocked it up to 82. So that is not it.
But thanks, Ed. I'm sorry, man.
Hey, you qualified for another week grand prize drawing.
Thank you.
Hey, Ann.
Hi.
Good morning, Ann.
Ann. Ann's gone.
All right. Well, who else we got?
No, wait a minute. My feelings are hurt.
Maybe Ann. Could that be Ann calling back, you think?
I have no idea.
Could be.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Patty.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Hi, Patty. What's the first letter of your last name, please?
C.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, how many moons does Jupiter have? I got
79.
That's
79,
correct.
79, of course. How many moons does Earth have?
I think one.
Well, yeah, but technically...
Maybe more than...
Technically, they just found a rock that's 6 by 11 feet, so they, technically we
and
have
And I
two.
Say that we should put a man on that second moon by the end of the decade. That's what I...
Talk about moon distancing.
You hang on.
Y'all are really doing a good job this morning.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you. Stand by.
We are trying to find the blend between fun, fact, and God knows there's plenty of fiction out there.
Yes, there is.
In fact, I think Andy's on in 22 minutes. Can we put him on that screen instead of the network we've been running up there?
I know which Andy you're talking about.
Hey, let's say hi to Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey,
good
Steve. Morning. Let me give you a bonus question.
Sure.
What is the longest walkable distance?
The longest walkable distance. I was trying to figure out where that was. I know it's 13,900. 10 miles.
You are so right. He didn't tell us. He didn't give us. He didn't tell us where that was. But yeah, that's the longest you can walk.
It's probably from South America to North. You know, North America, South America.
Right. You know, you can drive from. You can drive from Alaska, yes, all the way down into South America.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a Stuckey's somewhere along the way.
What was the other one? Huddle House.
I am very reluctant to ever bash any restaurant, but I got to tell you, Huddle House has been.
I tried them
many years ago on one of my drives between Florida to visit Janelle.
Yeah,
and it was not.
News Talk. Who says?
It's one of the rare times I didn't even try to finish what I had or take it to heat it later. It was dragging.
Do you remember? I don't know if you remember this. Like, for instance, on like places like the Ohio Turnpike and the Pennsylvania Turnpike, there were rest stops on the turnpike. You know, you didn't get off.
That's
you know
what I mean? In Illinois, too.
Yeah.
And they usually had a fast food joint up there.
Right.
And the knucklehead governor, what's the biggest problem, Steve, thanks for the call, facing our stores today? It's the supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
So they closed all the truck stops in Pennsylvania for about 24 hours.
Until
the shriek level got the governor's attention.
So they figured out, whoa, wait a minute, the truck drivers are keeping us alive.
Honest to God. I mean, and we elect these people. 740.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hey, they had a rough night in North Alabama last night. There were tornado sirens blaring in multiple counties and at least two tornado reports and half a dozen reports of wind damage. But that front weakened as it got into central Alabama, and now there's just a couple of showers left over around, let's see, Dadeville, Opelika, over to Smith Station, and that's about it. That's all that's left. Otherwise, today, look for a sun and cloud mix and a pretty good day. We were 86 yesterday. I think we'll be around 83, 84 today. A little cooler tonight, low 56. Tomorrow, the record of 87 is in trouble. It looks like we're going to probably break it. Friday, I think we're near 90 degrees, which is crazy early, too early, weeks early to be at 90. Usually June 12th would be the first 90 degree day. So that record's in jeopardy. Saturday's record of 87, kiss that one goodbye as well. And then maybe a chance of showers by Saturday evening, Saturday night, maybe some thunderstorms as well, back to the 70s on Sunday. Right now this morning, southwest winds at 9 miles per hour. It's balmy out there. We're already at 70 at 742.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Can't find any animal stories today, guys.
Oh.
But we do have this traffic blurb from Keith from Santuck.
Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
If anybody's traveling Fire Tower Road.
Yeah.
And we come because they're doing a bunch of paving on it, and it's expect about a 10-minute delay.
And that paving is just starting this week, and it's going to go for a long time on what's the name of that road?
Fire Tower.
Fire Tower and oh my gosh, off of 231. I'll say again.
Redland.
That's what. Redland. Yeah, it's going to be a long time that project's going to be going on. So just be aware of that.
It's a mess, so yeah, it took me forever to drop my little boy off at my parents' house. So.
Well, thanks, Keith.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That is going to be a problem. Yep.
All right. 742.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I can see Jay's crestfallen face when I said I really can't find any animal stories, but if I stretch it a bit,
yeah.
Fish count, right?
Well, they're animals,
Fish certainly count.
All right. So I've got one that can kill almost all of Tusk.
Okay, good.
All right. Then we're going to get some real rocket science from our rocket scientists today. Astronauts on how to self-isolate without going nuts. But I got to tell you, if we don't have a date to look ahead to and a time, you're going to see an outbreak of cabin fever, mental health, whatever you want to call it, that will be far worse than...
oh, my gosh.
Especially if... I mean, how long... You know, they can't wait to tell Trump he's wrong. They just can't wait. And, this is something people have been waiting for. Baseball, all they talk about is, you know, when might the season resume, blah, blah, blah. And what's wrong with that? In the meantime, a woman in New Jersey released a video of herself demonstrating how to make a face mask out of a bra. I've done that many times. Always. Nothing new there.
Let's go back to the candy kisses. And,
thing you...
Niggly wiggly.
Yeah. That's 2 days in a row we've had bra humor here. It's 7:44 is Fox Business.
Low bra humor.
Hey, how are the futures? Did you get a chance to look at those?
They were looking pretty good. I can check real quick.
I haven't looked at that.
I will look at... hang on. It's coming up. I have to...
One of those analysts.
Click off this ad.
Well, you know, yesterday's rally can't last. Stop with the negativity.
I saw 2,000 in the middle of the night, but I don't know.
Yeah, they are not up there anymore. They're not at 2,000. They're just up 49 points.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Yeah. They've come down a lot.
In the middle of the night, it was up.
It was huge. Yeah, it was.
All right.
Well, we'll find out at 8:30.
The Fox Business Report.
Amazon is dealing with workers who tested positive for the coronavirus in at least 6 warehouses. The New York Post says in recent days, Amazon shut down some facilities for cleaning. The positive employees were reported at warehouses in New York City, Kentucky, Florida, Texas, Michigan, and Oklahoma City. The sale of the New York Daily News building has collapsed. It's blamed on turmoil in the debt and bond markets related to the coronavirus. The iconic building was used as the Daily Planet in the 1978 Christopher Reeve Superman film. Investors are more optimistic now that the White House and Senate have reached an agreement on a deal to stimulate the economy. Yesterday's Dow rally was its largest point gain ever, 2,112. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama has now topped 200. Autauga County reported its first case Tuesday. In our area, there are also confirmed cases in Montgomery and Elmore counties. State health leaders say they're working to increase testing sites across the state. Governor Kay Ivey says she has no plans to issue a statewide shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. However, the Birmingham City Council has approved a shelter-in-place directive through April 3rd. And Montgomery fire authorities have arrested a man on arson charges. Authorities say Robert Misseldine tried to burn down a relative's home in the 5100 block of Misseldine Circle. He is now in the Montgomery County Jail on $15,000 bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, President and COO of Jenny King Gulf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba! On News Talk 93.1 FM, it's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. Although we have bent it a little bit to accommodate the lack of animal news. Wolfman. I think we can all agree that those who have aquariums, they've got to maintain them. But they're beautiful if the water's clear and the fish are colorful and they're going about their business. Very therapeutic.
You remember the first goldfish you ever got?
Yes, and I remember burying them in a plastic cigar box about 48 hours later.
Yeah, when they they're floating at the top. Why is he floating like that, Mom?
Yeah. They always had that odd bend to them, too. But it's one of the way kids learn about life and death. All right, that said, an idiot with an aquarium in Arizona decided, hey, look at that stuff that's supposed to cure coronavirus is in our fish tank cleaner. Let's drink some.
Well, at least part of the word was right.
Well, yeah, the phosphate, he didn't notice that. It's a totally different thing. But the media jumped all over Trump as a reason to diss the hydrochloroquine solution to coronavirus. Here's Greg Gutfeld with more.
You probably don't need any more evidence that the media is a joke, but I got some anyway. Apparently a man died after eating a chemical used to clean fish tanks. It made the news. Why? Well, he did it to prevent coronavirus, but also it could be blamed on Trump. BuzzFeed, The Hill, NBC, even Forbes claimed he took a drug that Trump had touted. An NBC headline says, Arizona man dies after ingesting chloroquine in an attempt to prevent the coronavirus. Not really. He took something else, chloroquine phosphate, which is deadly. It's like mistaking sodium chloride, which is salt, and sodium hydroxide, that's lye, the stuff that eats your flesh. It's so close. Here's a quote from the Forbes piece. When President Trump incorrectly announced that the FDA had fast-tracked approval of the drugs chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine for treatment of COVID-19, he added, the nice part is it's been around for a long time, so we know that if things don't go as planned, it's not going to kill anybody. Except it did, adds the writer. Well, no, it didn't. Like the guy who ate the fish tank cleaner, the writer replaced the promising drug with something worse. And why? Because it fits the narrative. Trump kills someone.
So the animal to which we speak here in this segment today are media jackals, because that's the way they're behaving. Enjoy a little tusk here, because our rocket scientist today is next. And thank you, Greg Gutfeld.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And one thing we don't want to see happen is another epidemic of cabin fever and some of the darker things the president alluded to yesterday, because everybody's on lockdown. So, from outer space, some real rocket scientists, astronauts, talked about how to self-isolate without going nuts. Former space station commander Chris Hadfield got on the YouTube and shared some pointers on how to get through this without going crazy. Number one, do your research, understand the situation, listen to the experts. But be careful which experts you choose, because there are experts that have opinions over here and over here.
Exactly.
If you're watching CNN, you're going to be misinformed on everything. Choose some goals. Identify the obstacles. Attack the goals. Think about what you want to accomplish today, this week, and this month. We can do, or you can't do, certain things right now, but moving forward is important, so new hobbies are a great idea. Our friends at Georgia Floors Direct are open today. They are COVID compliant. They are re-sanitizing continuously, and they're selling flooring. And Mrs. Ritterbuttle is going to head over there later today to take a look, because we need remnants. So that's a great example, though. And by COVID compliant, we mean re-sanitizing, wiping down, and observing the protocols. Okay? So there's an example. Follow a schedule if we're in this for the long haul.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
And that, you know, like my Saturday morning routine is like clockwork like yours.
Yeah.
And I did exactly the same thing. And that's a good thing to do.
And when there's things you can't do, I filled the hole by coming into work Saturday and Sunday morning.
Yep.
We want to let you know which advertisers are open for business and any other news that's related to this thing. Pacing yourself is important. Don't try to do too much each day or you get burnt out. I will say this. I am very tired at the end of every day.
Yeah.
Because so much of my time, and I want to use the moment to alert my Facebook friends, I appreciate everything you're sending me, but I am getting it in volumes that are, it's hard to keep up with.
It is mentally depleting. It can be.
Get outside when you can. They cannot do that in space.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things they miss the most while they're up there. Yep. If you can't go outside, crack a window.
I've been doing that.
On the space station, they play a lot of nature sounds like birds and trees rustling in the wind.
I like that.
Those are good for staying calm, too. Yeah. Keep a journal. NASA has been studying the effects of self-isolation for decades, and they found it's one of the best ways to stop cabin fever, keeping a journal. And then finally, take time to connect with loved ones. Video calls with friends and family are huge for astronauts, so take advantage of that. Appreciate how lucky we are. Can you imagine this with no internet, no FaceTime, no cell phone?
Don't even say no internet.
They have, I mean, the power is on, places are open, and there are things to do. Just all we got to do is, you know, practice the distancing and everything else. Applied Security, sure, Mark and Vicky are busy because people are concerned. If you want the most watchful eye over your property, then you need to call 279-8338. They've been taking care of us for going back to Jay's first days at the radio station. And it is a security system that you cannot compromise. If you try, the police will be here very quickly, and you'll be caught on video. And it sets off an alarm that basically will let everybody within a mile's radius know that something bad is happening somewhere. They can do video monitoring on your home or property. They do residential and commercial. And they're local. That's the best thing of all. So you can support a great local business, and this is something you can do. If it's been something you're meaning to get, they can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. That's another good reason to call Mark and Vicky at Applied Security. 279-8338, 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have light to mostly moderate traffic around the area right now. A little spotty congestion on the East South Boulevard, Wetumpka Highway at Northeastern Boulevard, North Boulevard at Jackson Ferry, and that's about it. The interstates look good. We have no accidents in to report to you at this time. Just very light out there with this corona thing going on. We just don't have the volume of traffic in the mornings that we normally have. Keep it here. Keep it buckled up. Anything happens you need to know about, we will have it for y'all, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. At Reinhart Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services